eat to Eva, that only she is Rasha the Master of Shosak Sif, Kutreva he. So Darshan he, the mother, is doing an Aveira. For Yain Boner to Eva, but the sons have no din to Eva, the daughter is Mutter Gemer to Akain. Another question was, that Shnei Mitzaroi, what's going to be if two people that were Mitzaroi, Shenis Aravokrov and the same Zeb Zeb, their Kabonis got mixed up together? Or Mitzaroi has to be three Kabonis, Achatis and Oshim and a Karbonelo, and both of them set aside the Kabonis, they got mixed up. The Kor of Kabonis Shalechemem, the Kohen grew up one set of Kabonis. And then Umay Sechemem, then one of these two Mitzaroi died. So Shalim is of the Mitzaroi that's alive now. Hashem, what can we do for this Mitzvah that's alive? Because it's a suffix now, maybe the carbon that was brought was his friend's carbon. And then, and the one that's alive, and so then it'll be good. If the then the carbon is alive right now, are his carbonists, so they could bring it. But our suffix is, don't know, maybe. You have to be afraid. Maybe the carbon here. We have to be afraid. No, maybe these carbonists that are alive right now are his friend's carbonists, and therefore his friend was made, so carbon can't be brought. So therefore, it's a suffix. What can we do with this mitzvah? A mitzvah can't eat kachim until he brings his carbonists. So now he can't bring this carbon in our suffix because maybe this carbon is his friend's carbon, and if his friend died, a chata shemesa can't be brought. So what do we do here? So Amalem, he said back, Kaisim Nechos Lachem, let him write off as Nechosim to somebody else. Have you ever became a noni? Or maybe Chat to Sod, you can bring a Chat to Seif Abol HaSafik. Avi Goshim HaShmul Gifel B'Shomai. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next time. She, that was Anita. And Midiraisa, she's told me for 7 days. And she made a Bedikia the seventh day in the morning. She found out that she was Torah. So that's enough. And now tonight, at night time, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. But it came by evening, like after Shkia time, she did not make another bedikah. She did not check herself again. And then this time she went to the mikvah that night. Then a few days later, Botka, she checked herself again. She found herself to be Tomei. So Lachad Mishnah says is Harei Becheskas Torah. So Lamaisa, she's Becheskas to be Torah, and we say if you touched any trumas in between, it all remains Torah. That since on the seventh day she made a bedika and she was Torah, so we say she's Becheskas to stay Torah until she finds herself to be Tameh. So therefore, now that 3 days later she made a bedika and found herself to be Tameh, she's Tameh then. But from the seventh night, the time she went to the mikvah, until now, we say she's still Torah, and therefore any Torah that she touched remains Torah. What's going to be though, Vodka Atzmai B'yom Shvi Shachris, or Motza Tumeya? Let's say the seventh day in the morning she made a bedikah, and she found she was still Tameh. Or Ben Hashmashas Le'afrisha. And by evening, before Shkia, by Shkia time, Ben Hashmashas, she did not make another bedikah. And Marshman, anyway, she went to the mikvah that night. It was the seventh night, and she felt that she's Torah. She went to the mikvah. What happened was, Liyach Hazman, a few days later, Botka, she makes another bedikah later, Umatza Torah, a few days later, she finds out that she's Torah. So what's the halacha now? Is Areizu Becheskas Temeya, that really the mikvah she went to, we say, is no good, and she's either, she's Becheskas still to be Temeya. Yeah, period. But since on the seventh day when she made a bedika, she was still tummy then, and now 5 days later she makes the bedika, she sees she's tummy again. So we still on the chazaka, the mustam every day she saw dam. So therefore, she either mikvah. Right. When she made a bedika, right, lachas man, right, vodka, motzta, she found herself to be Torah right now, right. Still the mishnah says, a raise of the cheskas tumeya. Still we say she's the tumeya up until now. Why? Because since on the seventh day when she made a bedikah, she was tummy then. So we know she was a nida, and we don't know that the dam stopped. So therefore we say the dam's time keeps on coming out until she made a bedikah that she found herself to be Torah. So therefore the mikvah she went to the seventh by night, and that's no good, that mikvah. And she's tefillah. And therefore she's still tameya until now. Now that she made a bedikah, she's Torah. So tonight, that night, she can go to the mikvah. There's like a new halacha now that when she does find herself to be tamei, whenever she finds herself to be tamei, she's tamei meis leis, like the first din of the Mishnah. Then with Rabbanim, though, we said that Dan was there meis leis. So Rashi said this goes back to the Reisha Koi. Tiktani says in the Reisha she makes the bedika later and she finds herself to be tamei, so she's tamei from then and not from before. But our kolponim meis leis, she is tamei. Like the last 24 hours, she's tamei. Or else, kid lepkida. If she made a bedika within the last 24 hours, so she only tummy back from that last bedika. Now, what's going to be the miyeshla vestas? Let's say she has a vest kavua. So, in some lochri is daishos, like we had before, daishosam. Then, when she sees dam and she's tummy now, she's only tummy from now on, and not from before, not meis leis from before. Now, Rabbi Yudis says, kol shloi hefrisha betairo. He holds on the seventh day, the nidra seventh day, it's not enough she made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. Even though in the morning she came out in the reisha, she came out she was tayra. But if she does not make another bedika, bein hashmoshes, right before the end of the seventh day, so he holds she's still becheskes to see, and we say she saw in the afternoon, and therefore she's still becheskes to meya. Until she makes a bedika now, she finds she's tayra after the seventh day. Because all 7 days of a need, he or she's becheskes to see. The chomim, say, afilu b'shnayim l'nidosa, even on the second day that she was a nida. Like she saw today, the first she came a nida today, that even tomorrow, the second day of being a nida, botka, she makes the bdika on the second day, or motza teru, she finds out that she stopped seeing, she's teru. Ubein ashmosh is loya frisha, and she did not make another bdika ben hashmosh on the seventh day, and she went to the mikvah on the seventh day, the night of the seventh day. Uliyachas man botku matzu tmeya. Then later on, 10 days later, she makes the bdika. She finds out she's tmeya. It's a raise of becheskes teira. That's what the chum hold. That whenever she makes a bdika, even the second day, and she's teira, so that's it. That we say the dam stopped, and she's called becheskes teira. And she remains this way until she sees again. So even though she first made a bedika 10 days later after the 7 days of nidus, and she found that she was tameya then, that's it. We only say she's tameya from then, or maybe meis leis from that time, but not from before. Before the Chum said there is a cheskes taira even on the second day. And the Gemara we're talking about what about the first day? Now the Gemara says it may look like this: Rav Omar Zova Vaday. Rav says she's considered a Vaday Zova. The Levi Yama no Zava Sophic is only a Sophic Zava. Someone says, aha, let's see, in which case are we talking about? What are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, going back to the Reisha of our Mishnah, Harezu Becheskes Torah Rikotani, the Mishnah says in the Reisha, where she made a Bedika the seventh day in the morning, and she was Torah, so those who come home, she's Becheskes to be Torah, and later she's Becheskes Torah. So what do you mean to say she's a Zava or a Sophic Zava? The Mishnah says she's Becheskes to be Torah then. Ella must be going on Sefer, where she did not make a bedika in the morning, or she made a bedika, which made a bedika on the seventh day in the morning, and she was tameya, and then she did not make another bedika till later on, and later she found herself to be teira. So the Mishnah says that she's becheskes tameya all this time. So on the sefer, so that's the machlokes that Rav says that kamachi is a vaday zova, because after the 7 days of nidus, and then starts the 11 days, if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava. So since she didn't make a bedika, on the seventh day she made a bedika, she was Tameya. So we say she's still becheskes to see every day dam. And she first made a bedika 4 days later, so we say these last 3 days she saw every day, and therefore Rav holds she's a Vadei Zava. And Shmuel, or Levi says, no, it's only a Sofik whether she saw or not. So this must as Bishleim a Sofik Zava Rinim. Very good. We have a Sofik. Maybe she saw these last 3 days. Maybe yes, maybe no. Ela Zava Vadai. Baros Kashan Rav. How could Rav say she's a Vadai Zava? Vadai Nami Harei Botko Motsa Teira. Listen, right now, whatever it is, the 4 days later, she made a Dikish Vat, she was Teira. So since she's torn now, there's a good Sofik to say maybe she stopped seeing before also. So you can't say for sure she saw down the last 3 days. It's only a doubtful. So Shan Rav, Elohim Mor Sazan Chanami, Ki Yitma De Rav Levi Shemaita Biap Benavshi. One day we learn Rav and Levi's Alocha by itself. It will learn like this: Nida Shabot Koatzmo B'Yom Hashri Shachris. or Nida that made a bedika the seventh day when she was Nida in the morning, or Motza Temeya, seventh day in the morning she came out, she was Temeya, or Ben Ashmoshes, Loya Frisha, Ben Ashmoshes, she did not make a bedika, Loya Frisha, or Liyacha Yom, a few days later, Botko Motza Temeya, she found herself to be Temeya, that's the case. So Rav Omer Zov of Ade, Rav says in this case she's of Ade Zova. Since the seventh day in the morning she was Temeya. And now 4 days later again she's Temeya. So Rav says that's like a Vadai she sees every day now. It didn't stop the flow. And so she's a Zov of Ade. The last 3 days were 3 days of Yud Alf Yomim. She becomes a Zov of Ade. For Levi, and Levi says, no, Zov of Sofik, she's only a Zov of Minas Sofik. Because the truth she saw the seventh, the truth she saw today, but maybe in between she did not see, it's only a doubtful, therefore it's a suffix zova. Rav Omer Zova Bad Rav said the sources of Abbe Zova, that keep him to me, Kora, Nim says to me, since on the seventh day she found it to be Tomei. For Yachshav now, on the 13th day, 14th day, Nim says to me again, to me of Abbe, we say for sure she saw every day in between also. That's Rav's Svara. Levi Yomer no suffix zova, it's only a doubtful. Why aim a poska, b'nei? Who says she saw every day? Maybe she stopped in between. True, the last padika, this padika, she's Temeya, but maybe before she stopped, we don't know. That's the machlokes Rav and Levi. Right, to v'chein toiv, to v'chein toni Levi masnei, so Levi also learned in a braisa, that achar hayomim, the days later, bein botko motza tera, bein botko motza Temeya, erase her suffix zova. So it's a Levi as a braisa also like this. That again, on the seventh day she made a bedika, she was Temeya. And then 4 days later she made another bedika, so it doesn't make a nafkamina. Whether then she was Torah, whether then she was Temeya, according to Levi, she's called the Sofik Zava. We have a doubt, maybe these last 3 days she saw every day, so maybe she's still a Zava. Now it says the Mishnah, Metamam Yeis Leis, that this going after more says, Lema is back to the Reisha. So when she does see, we say she's Tamim Yeis Leis. In the Reisha. Reisha was what she made a bedika on the seventh day in the morning and she was Torah. Then she makes a bedika 5 days later and she's Tamei. So we say that in between she's the Cheskas to be Tyra. True. But just now that she saw on the fifth day, she's Tamei 24 hours before. Meis Leis. So Mar says, so, Lema Tevet Yuchta the Rova, let's say our Mishnah is a Kashan Rova. The Yama Rova, this Rova holds and says, Loimar, Shein Yishom Tamei Meis Leis Patochi Meis Yivosa. Like in this case, let's say now, in the 7 days of Nidus, after that she made a bedika and she was Torah. And now she makes a bedika during the day that she should become a Zava, during these 11 days, and she founds Temeya. So Rava says that since during these 11 days, she is considered to be Mesulekas Domin, usually they do not see Dam. See, even if they do see Dam, we do not have the Chumra of Meis Leis. And our mission now is not like that. Here we're talking about she saw during these 11 days, and we do say she's telling me it's the ace. So Moshe says, Enechonami, but Valav, Eisvinu, Rava, Chod, Zimna, we already asked the question on it anyway once before. So he says, Ochikon, this is what I meant to say. Lema, let's say, Tiyav, Tiyuf, 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 Rava, Nam, Miho. For now, Mishnah should also be a kash. Enechonami, there's a bit two kashes on Rava. So Moshe says, no, Omelach, Rava, Rava answers back and says, Ki, Ketonim, Yes, Lies. In order to Mishnah meets a servant and says she's telling me Yes, Lies. Maybe it means Aresh Pirkin Kres, going back to the beginning of the Masechta. Arosa, or the beginning of this parak, I mean. Arosa, where the girl saw Dam for Yod Bavesavish, she's still in Ara. And there, Sakhodat, I would have thought to say in that case, that Kivun the Paskilu Yomim Terim, that since over there when the Shat Chasna, so long as that first night she's allowed to live with her husband as much as she wants, even though she sees Dam then, we say it was Dam Besulim. So I would have thought to say that since she had a break now, that the dam she sees is dam tor, maybe after that, when she starts to see that she's Temeya, maybe we should consider her ketchilas nidos adamya. It's like the first time she's having a period that we learned before she does not have the tumma meyes liyais, the loy tatama meyes liyais. Is kamashmula not like that? That since lemaisa this girl did have a period before. It's just now that she got married, the chum say, for the first night she can live together as much as she wants. Because we say that dam is dam basulim, that's all. But after the first night, later if she sees dam again, we say it's dam nida. And then achlami, and that would apply the halacha of mieis lies. Then the Mishnah says, in yesh la vest, she has a vest, so then she doesn't have the tumas mieis lies. So most of the again, name of soul, let's say table tuf to the Rafuna Bachia. This should be Kasha on Rafuna Bachia. O Mashmul, name of Shmuel, that Yom Rafuna Bachia. O Mashmul, name of Shmuel, Loimar, he says, Sheni Shakavas Leveses Pimezi Vosom, that Yomim, during the Yud Aleph Yomim, between Nidus and Nidus, she can't have a Veskavua. And here we say now she saw during these 11 days, and the Mishnah says that she had a Veskavua, it is no dinner mace lace. So you see, you could have a Kavis or a Veskavua during Yimei Zivosa. So Mora says, O Malach Rafuna, Rafuna will answer back and say no. O Malach Rafuna Bachia, that Ki Yamrina, when do I say, a nisha kavas leveses b'mezi vosa, nisha not kaveya ves b'mezi vosa, to loy boit lesa yomi lemeker. Only mean to say, she is kaveya ves kavua, it's not a real ves kavua, that you would not have to have three times to the oikra to take it away. The Amrina we say, to a man musulokin, that during these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So therefore, v'chivon the demer musulokin, since she doesn't see that much, therefore the swa would be Dayashosa. So a kviyas vest, even one time, or maybe even three times, it's called something, Adarabba. It's not that strong of a vest to say that if she skips one time, she can't be Ikarit. No, if she skips one time, she could be Ikarit. But before she's Ikarit, though, the swa is that she doesn't see so much dam during these 11 days. So therefore, if she does have a vest during those 11 days, Abada will be makel to say that she will not have the Tumah Mies lace. Because both swaras are the same thing. That the reason why she's not kaveya a real vest kavua now is because these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So that's all the more swara to say that if she does see then, she should not have the tumah of meis lace. So if there's no stira to dinim, it's not a real vest kavua, but it's enough to say there's no tumah of meis lace. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yudu Aimer, that Rabbi Yudu was the one that was machmir to say that if she doesn't make a hefsek tara right before Ben Hashmashos, so she's becheskes tameya. Tani would learn like this. Omru loyal Rabbi Yehuda. They said back to Rabbi Yehuda, listen. Ilmon le yodeo munachas b'yeneho. Kol Ben Hashmashos like a mushroom. If she would have a hand by her eyes, the whole Ben Hashmashos, meaning she would be making a bedika, the whole, whatever is 45 minutes of Ben Hashmashos, your far time is good that you say that unless she has a bedika that whole time, we have to be afraid maybe she sees dam. So it's good what you're saying. But achshiv, now you, all you say is she has to make just one bedika during the Ben Hashmashos right before the end of the seventh day. So why does it help her one bedika? Emma, why don't I say, im siluk yodeh also? Maybe she saw dam, im siluk yodeh, that's when she saw dam, so why does it help you? But right after she made a bedika, then she saw dam. So malu so malu yefrisha b'tayro b'zayim min amincho lemalo. What's different is she made a bedika on the seventh day min amincho lemalo, or malu yefrisha b'tayro b'rishon. What's different? She made a bedika on the first day. Like anyway, even she makes a bedika at the end of the seventh day ben hashmashos, but if she doesn't have the bedika there the whole ben hashmashos, you have to be afraid whenever she takes it out, maybe the next minute she'll see dam. So what do you have to say? No. As long as she made a bedika and we see that she stops seeing dam, that's enough. She's becheskes not to see dam. So who adin on the first day also? If she makes a bedika on the first day and she stops seeing dam, that should also be she's becheskes tayra. So now the Gemara says, Barishon yikul aman diyomar. Does anybody say that Anida, she saw today in the morning dam, and then in the afternoon she stops seeing, she makes the bedika in the afternoon. Does anybody say that bedika is enough to say she's becheskes tayra? Like in our Mishnah, the Chomoni said b'shnia, on the second day she could make a bedika. But who would ever think and say like on the first day? So more saying, yes, there is a swirl like that. For your tiny word like this. Omer Rabbi said, Sha'alti yes Rabbi Yossi, I yes Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Shimon, k'shoyimach v'ner, they're both going on the road, that neither shabot k'atzma, yoyim zayin shach, neither made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. She found out that she was Torah. She did not make a bedika again. And the days later, she makes another bedika. She found out that she's Tameya. What's the locha? Omrulay said back to him, Harezu b'cheskas taira? Like it says in the Mishnah, let the Chum say, as long as she made a bdika and she came out to be tor, we say she stopped seeing down, and she's b'cheskas not to see, until she sees again. What's going to be shishi, chamishi, revi, shlishi, sheni? What's going to be if she made a bdika on the second day of Anidus, or the third, fourth, and that's it, she didn't make another bdika later, mai? Omrulay said back to him, loishino. There's no difference, that's the same thing. Once she makes a bdik and she doesn't see tor, she's now becheska that she stops seeing damage, she's becheska to be tor. The reason though he says, Lo Shadia, did not ask him, will be the locho, if the first day of the needs is she makes a bdik and she stops seeing. But he said back, Yishnobatis, I made a mistake, Shalei Shati, that I did not ask the question. Because, like this, Otto Kulu Lav Becheska's Tumakaim, let's see. When Anisha sees Dam Midiraisa, she's Tommy for the next 7 days. Whether she sees or not, she's Tommy Midiraisa. See, even if she made a bdika on the second, the third, or fourth day, but Lamaisa Midiraisa, she's still Tommy until the end of the seventh day, until she goes to the mikvah. But what do we say? The Chivon, the Posek, but since she made a bdika and she stopped seeing Dam, that's enough. She could be Becheska's Tyra, and that she has the right to go to the mikvah after the 7 days by night. If so, the same story should apply. Rishonam, the same thing should be by the first day also. That Kivun, the Posek. The Maisa, even the first day when she saw Dam in the morning, she became an Ido. So true, she's Tomei now for the next 7 days, but so what? If she makes a Bdika in the afternoon and she comes out that she's Tor, we should say she should remain to either Cheskas Taira. He said, Umikoro, Maisa, at the beginning, how come he didn't ask this question? At the beginning he held to say, the svara should have been maybe, Hoyu v'huchsak mayin pesuach, that since today, the first day that she saw, so z'huchsak that a mayin, like a well, is opened, meaning today she saw dam. So that much for sure we say that whole day she's becheska to see dam. That's what halacha says, even though she makes a bdika the first day, that would not help. Because she's still becheska to see that day. But the second day helps already. If she didn't see Dam on the second day, she makes the Bedika, then we consider it to be the Cheskas Taira, that she could go to the mikveh after the 7 days, and when she sees Dam later on, she's only Tomei from then on and not from before. Another Mishnah says, Hazav v'Hazova. They both saw three times, so they need now Zayin Nikim. They have to wait 7 clean days. Shebot ko atzman v'yom rishon. The first day of the Zayin Nikim, they made a Bedika. Ulmotza Torah, they came out that they were Torah. Rashi always says, the case here is talking about Sheposku, that they did make a Hefsek Taira, meaning before they start counting the first day even, the evening before, like that Ben Hashmoshes, they made one Bedika. As if to say they're stopping seeing now, and then the next day is called the first day of the Zayin Nikim. So what happened was, they made a Bedika on the first day, Ulmotza Torah. Over Yom HaShvi, then on the seventh day, also Ulmotza Torah. But v'shah yom shem b'taym le'botku, days in between, she did not make a b'dika. So what's the halacha? Reb Lezer oimeh harei hein b'cheskas tayr. Yes, that's still called b'cheskas tayr, it's enough. Since at the beginning of the end, she made a b'dika, so we have right the same between also she did not see. And therefore, she's b'cheskas tayr. Halacha l'mais is also like this. The mol v'isha now only makes a b'dika the first to the seventh day, also she's tor. Reb Yishua Meshua says, Ein le melu yom rishon v'yom shvi bavad. Yeshua says no, it's only the first and the seventh day. That's all bavad. Rabbi Kiva roima ein le melu yom zayim. Rabbi Kiva says no, since they didn't make a bdika in between, so we'll say that maybe she saw in between. If she saw dam again, she has to start over again. So only the seventh day. Now the bdika she makes on the seventh day, that's the only bdika that helps. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's good, she has to start over again. But the Rabbi Yeshua is the chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua holds that she only has 2 days of Nikiyim, that she has to count another 5 days. So if I go to Kashri, what do you mean she has 2 days though? Moshech, if you have a Safek, maybe she's in between, should not be good. So we'll see in the Gemara what's trying to be sure is. According to him, by says it's only Midrabbanan. The body Midiraisi also agrees that since she made a Bedika the first and the seventh, we say Midiraisi she did not see in between. It's only Yechumim Midrabbanan to be Machmir that we do not count those middle days for the Zayin Nikiyim. Therefore, we only count the first two, and she has to count another 5 days. Another word says, Tanya learned like this, Omalur Rabbi Lezler Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, Lidvorecho Atomoy Nebisirugim. According to you, how could you say she has the first and seventh day? like he counting, skipping in between, like partially means she saw in between, and he counting only the first and seventh. That can't be. Via Torah, where the Torah says, Acha Titor, which we dash in Achar Acha Lekulin, which we dash after every one of them means, Shaloi Taitumam Aftekas Benayim. The 7 clean days, Dainikim means that she's clean for 7 straight days, that she can't see Dam in between. If she sees once in between, it stops. You have to start counting over again. So according to you, that you're afraid maybe she saw in between the first and the seventh, so you have to start over again. You can't have the first day then. Omer B'Shuvah says back, V'yaten you, V'yatamudz, don't you agree that B'zav Shiroa Keri, that if B'zav, even when it's counting as Zainikim, if he sees Shechva Zera Keri, or also V'nozir, Shehilach, he was walking, B'sichchoi Supreis, these are type of tumas we had before, Sofik tumas Midrabonin. The Locher is of a Nozir counts 30 days, but he has to remain Tor. If he becomes Tommy, in between he has to start counting over again. But still the Locher is Shemayne B'Sirugim, that they're counting, they continue counting, just that one day they don't include in the counting. So how could that be? They're counting, skipping days. I have a Torah, and the Torah says, V'ayom HaRishonim Yiplu, that if a Nozir becomes Tommy, the first day there's a counting, they have to start over again. He can't include those days. So how could you say here, he became in contact with the tumah, with the rabbon, the sotik tumah. We just skipped that one day. You're going against what the Torah says. So Marin says no. For Reb Lezer holds like this. Bishlei mahosom l'tumah bo'omarachmono sheinus aseres aliyoyma. That boy shichva zera. The pasuk says gzeras akosif. That if a zav sees shichva zera, he's only tumah that one day and not more. That's all. The Torah says that. And therefore, it's only that you can't include that day in the Zainakim. But it does not slice you, do not have to start over again. IV Mishum Mechluf, many people make mistakes. That we say no, Zab Bakari Lemechluf, people not make a mistake, Zab in the Bakari. It looks differently, it feels differently, they won't make mistakes. Everybody knows that the din of a Zainakim is if you see Zab, that's Saisa. But if you only see Keri, that's not Saisa. Same thing, Nozir Shilach Agabi Sichos Aproyis. A Nozir that went over these type of roofs, Sichos, that's like a tree that has branches over a Suffolk, maybe there's a mace there. Aproyis, that's like a fence that has a thing sticking out. Same thing with Fred, maybe mace underneath it. Nami, Midi Yerai Soil Mial Yabini. Midi Yerai is the only time if there's a real good oil over you and the mace. But here there's not called the good oil, it's not a good tent. For Rabbanan knew the gods, Rabbanan made exer over these type of tents, over a leaf, or over a projection from the wall. And therefore, the Rabbanan made the rice lamech, the people won't make mistakes. So therefore, since it's only made the Rabbanan, it's enough to say, just that one day doesn't count. But you don't have to start counting over again. Abul Hocha, but here, the question on Yeshua is like this, Abul Hocha, Monashach, what happened here? She made the Bedika the first day and the seventh day. And you say you could only count the first and seventh, and you have to count another 5 days. So why can't you count the middle days? If you're afraid that maybe she saw Dam in between, then like there's no difference. Once you're afraid she saw Dam, if she did see Dam, so then she has to start counting over again. So how could you include the first day and say she only needs 5 more days? That's a stira of Monashach. If you're afraid that she saw Dam in between, then the first day should not count. And if you're not afraid she saw, so then the first day, so then you have all 7 days of Kim then. So we said the Pshat in Yabishua is though still the Yolds, that every time it's only Midrabbanan. So Midrabbanan though, we do not include the middle days. Havadi Midrabbanan says she's Taka Torah, that's why it's not called counting Bistirugim, because Midrabbanan will mach me to let her count another 5 days. That was says Tony, Reb Yosi Reb Shimon Amri, that Niren Divir Rabbi Eliezer Midivir Rabbi Yeshua. It makes more sense for Reb Eliezer's words than Reb Yeshua. Reb Eliezer was the one that said in the Mishnah that Harehim Becheskes Tyra, that since she checked the first and the seventh, that's enough. And we say in between she did not see, that should make more sense than Reb Yeshua, than Reb Eliezer. Then Reb Yeshua that says, no, you only count the first and seventh. But he says, but Divri Rabbi Kiva, Divri Kulim. He likes the words of Rabbi Kiva better than everybody. It says no, that you have to start counting over again. You only have the seventh day, that's all, because maybe there is a suffix that she did see in between. And therefore, the first day you can't count, only the seventh day is the first, you have to count another 6. That would make more sense. Avuli said, but you know, the loch is Rabbi Eliezer. The loch is like Rabbi Eliezer says, the medibdika, the first day and the seventh day, that's enough. That's the cheskut to say she did not see in between, and therefore that's considered zaynikim. That's the loch of Anisha now. So they all have dinim of the zava. So they want to become Torah, they have to make a bdik at least the first day and on the seventh day. Now, iboilihu, haza vihazava, shebot ka'atzma yom rishon, v'yom shmini. What's going to be? She only made a bdik on the first day, and not even on the seventh, but on the eighth day she made a bdik. Umotza Torah, she came out to be Torah on both of these days, but v'shara yom lebotku, the other days in between, she did not make a bdik. So here's a shalom now. You have that Samach Tessia, that Rebbe Lezer Ma, what's going to be the contra Rebbe Lezer? Again, l'chatchila avad in Isha, when she's counting Zayinikim, she's supposed to make a bedika every day, even twice a day. But here Rebbe Lezer holds b'diyeved, if she only made a bedika the first and seventh, that's enough. Now here, she only made a bedika the first day and the eighth day. But the eighth day is after the Zayinikim. So it comes out during the 7 days of the Zayinikim, she only made a bedika at the beginning, not at the end. So that's the Shaila Mao. Tchilosan v'seifim binim, do we need a bdika on the first and the seventh day? For Ochan here in this case, tchilosan nika seifim lekram, she only made a bdika at the beginning, not at the end, so it would not be good. She doesn't have zaynikim. She has to start counting over again. Or duma maybe no. Tchilosan is enough, alpha p shein seif, even though you don't have a bdika on the seventh day, as long as on the first day she has a bdika, maybe v'diyeva that's enough. And after 7 days, she could go to the mikvah. Some Rav says, yes, that's the loch, that's enough. It's the same thing, that chilos nafa pishayin seif is enough to have the beginning, even though you don't have the end, that's enough. Chilos nafa pishayin seif is enough. For Rabbi Chanin Ramano, chilos and the seif have been healed, not even according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have the bedik at least on the first and the seventh day. And therefore, in this case over here, chilos and ikah, you have a bedik the first day, but seif and lekah, and therefore won't be a good zayinikim, she has to start counting over again. Mesri, I have a question. It says, what's going to be, v'shovin, they both agree, v'zav u'v'zova, shebot ku'atzmom yom rishon, they made a bdika the first day of yom shmin on the seventh day, on the eighth day, u'motzator, shein lemel shmin b'vav, they have to start counting over again, if you only have the eighth day. So who is Tizaraya to Reb Chanina? Even according to Reb Lezer, if you skip the seventh, it's no good. So, manch, what does it mean, shavrimi, they both agree? Lav Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua. So it says, the kasha on Rav, it's a right from Chanina, that even according to Reb Lezer, that if you skip the seventh day, it's no good. It's most of the law, it could be no. He'll learn, it means Reb Yeshua, Reb Kiva both agree. Then again, according to Reb Lezer, could be the first day is enough, even without the seventh day. Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Nida Shefrisha B'tayra, Bishlishi Shalom, is Seferus Laminion Shiva. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So right to the end of this tape, and then the other side, we'll continue on with Daf Samachtes. Holding Daf Ayin Omen Aleph, in the middle of the three questions of Divrei Chochma that they ask. So the next Shalom was on top again, that Shnei Mitzrayim, what's going to be if you have two people that are Mitzrayim? And then they became Torah, so they have to bring Karbonis. And there are three Karbonis that he brought, the Karbon Eula, Karbon Shlomim, and the Karbon Chattis. Shenesar were Karbon Eseim. So all six animals got mixed up. Zeh b'zeh. What happened was, so far, the Korah of Karbonis shall echem him. Okanim brought a set of three Karbonis, one of them they brought. And so one of the two was Yotza. Now both would still be alive, the Yetzer is the Kohen should bring the next three. And in Mike's like a tonight, whoever is the owner, the korban is for his owner. What happened where it was, Umeis Echemihem, the second Mitzorah died. So, the question is, Hasheni, like the second Mitzorah, the one that's alive right now, Matei Allah, what can we do for him? The law of a Mitzorah is, unless he brings his korbanis, he can't eat kachem anymore, even though he goes to the mikvah. Now, this Mitzorah that's alive, we can't really bring his korbanis, because we have to be afraid, it's a suffix. Maybe his kabonis were brought already, and his kabonis alive is from the one that died, and the locher is a chatish shemesa balez lemisa. So he can't bring the kabonis. But either Giso, he's not for sure Yotzeb. It could be the Kabonis that were brought were the other ones, was the one that died. It was his Kabonis. And the Kabonis that are alive right now belong to this person that's alive. So he doesn't have Kabonis brought for him. So what should we do for this person? That was the question. So Amalehem, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinan answered back and said, Amalehem, Kaisav Nechosel Acherim. The answer is like this: let him write away all his properties to somebody else. And therefore, that the oni, and now this mitzvah will become an oni. And Alochar is, or maybe Chatasayf. Alochar is, if a mitzvah is poor, and then for his korban Chatas, he could bring a bird. Alochar is like this: a mitzvah has to bring a Chatas and an oilo. Now, those two, if you're poor, you can bring Ophis. But he also has to bring a korban Oshem. An Oshem has to be a behemoth. But so far the question was that the chatis cannot be brought min asafik. So a chatis beima, either yevadim choyiv or you can't bring the schulin lazara. So therefore the etzer is, let this mitzor now become a poor person. And now that he's poor, now with chatis he can bring this for a knife. And the locher is, haboa la safik, that a chatis slave, that's halochom, could be brought even though it's a safik. Even though you only have a doubt if you're mechoyiv, but a knife could be brought min asafik. Therefore, this mitzvah I could bring is chatis soif min asafik. If he's mechui, if it's a chatis, if it's not, it's tam. So that's how we can be yotzis kabonis. He brings a chatis and a noshim this way. The question is though, I have weak oshim, but the korban noshim that he has to bring, that cannot be brought for knife. That even though you're poor, you have to bring a behema. And the avaminer is, an oshim can't be brought on a tanai. Either you've had a mechui, we can't bring it. So again, this mitzvah can't have a korban noshim brought for him. So Mora says, "Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answered, the case of the year is kishakor b'ashamay." They're talking about now he already brought his oshim. Like before, the other mitzvah died, both ashamas were brought already. So if it's not a problem of bringing an oshim, it's only a problem of bringing a chatas and an eila. So the question was, the korban chatas can't be brought on a safik. So the answer is, let him become an oni, and then he can bring a korban eila, a korban oif for a chatas. Omer Hashaita Hashaita said, the Chura, Gavra Rabbi Kishmul Leimiki Aymilz, is it true that Shmuel, such a great person, would give such an answer like this? Like, is this the right answer? The Chura command, who does Shmuel go like? Ik Rabbi Yudhi, if you go according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, the Yom heals like this, Oshem Kava. Like we said, a Mitzvah has to bring three Kabonis, an Oshem, a Chatas, and an Oilo. Now it's a question, at which one of these three Kabonis do we make his status like if he's an usher or an oni? So if you Shinter is the way he is, Bishasi brings his korban usherim, that's what's kaveh is other kabonis. If he's an usher at that time, so the chatas has to bring a behema. So if you tell me here that he already brought his usherim, he was an usher at that time. So how could Shmuel say, let him become an oni now? Still his chatas has to be an usher. Because if Yehuda holds, usherim kaveh. And therefore, the chiva and the kovel of usherim be ashiris. Since you're telling me the case is Shmuel said that he already brought us korban oshim, he was rich at that time, le'motzi ma'isi chatis b'dalis, then he can't bring any more his chatis b'toros in life, because it goes how you were, b'shasi brought you oshim. The Tanan, we learn like this, mitzvah shevi korban oni, a mitzvah that was first brought a korban oni, v'eshir, then he became rich, or the opposite, well, a yoshir, first he brought one korban as an oshir, as rich, and then one, then he became poor. So Allah reads, HaKul HaLach HaKachatis. Dibu Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it depends how he is, Bishasi brought his korban chatis. If he was poor then, so then he could bring it a knife, and who had in the oil also could be brought for a knife. Dibu Rabbi Shimon. Everything goes blessed how he is, Bishasi brought the chatis. If he was rich then, so the oil also has to be a behemoth. If he was poor then, he could bring the oil for a knife also. For Rabbi Yudah, I mean, no, HaKul HaLach HaKachatis. It depends how you were, Bishasi brought your korban oshim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer Akol Halachacha Tziporim. It depends how he is. Bishas, he brings us two birds. The Tziporim, that's brought way at the beginning. As soon as you become Torah first, you have to bring two birds, two Chayis, Tyrus, that the Kohen was Metari himself with it. And then for 7 days later, then he would take Hek, and then he would bring the other three Kabonis. So Rabbi Lezer also depends how he is. Bishas, he brings these first two birds. If he's poor then, so it's kavei, his kabonis are an onis. If he's rich then, if he's kavei, his kabonis are like an osher. So Manashach, if Shmuel goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't make sense. Because you tell me now, Shmuel said he already brought his korban oshim, and he was a rich then. So even though he becomes poor now, his chatas has to be a behemoth, not a knife. Elamai v'ikram shem, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the yom that he holds chatas kavo, that was totally how he is v'shasta chatas. So you want to tell me if so, according to Rabbi Shimon, afagad l'kori yoshim. According to Rabbi Shimon then Shmuel will not have to answer the case here that he already brought us korban yoshim. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, Nesi Acher, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could bring a korban yoshim min ha-sofik. We hear that Rabbi Shimon's words are, he holds the Yomar, Laisi Velisni. Rabbi Shimon holds a person could bring even a korban yoshim min ha-sofik. It's only a korban chatis, a behemoth that cannot be brought min ha-sofik. But a korban yoshim could be. The Tani, we learn like this. Other Rabbi Shimon says, Lamochros, this type of a mitzvah, maybe ashamai velugi mai, let him bring this korban yoshim with a lug. Here is the case, a person's a suffix whether he had tumas mitzvah or not. So his answer is, let him bring his korban with the lug shemen, or ma'amido b'shanikna, we take this mitzvah and let him stand in the gate where the regular mitzvah stands in the shanikna, or ma'amido, we'll make it tonight, b'yem, say like this, im mitzvah, if the person really had tumas mitzvah on him, so very good, ha'ray ha'shomav lugimai, his korban oshim is bringing right now, is a korban oshim for the mitzvah, and the Luk Shemin is the Luk Shemin that a Mitzvah is supposed to bring. But Vim Lav, let's say this person never had Tumas Mitzvah on him, then the Tanai is Oshem Zeh Yishalmin Nidava. This Korban Oshem should be a Shalmin Nidava. Because the Zrika Saddam is the same type of Zrika, both by Korban Oshem and by Shalmin Nidava. They're both Lamato and Shnaim Shem Arba. Now, the Yaisi Oshem, according to Rabbi Shimon, this Korban Oshem, when it's brought, is brought the chumra both ways, the teras noshrim and the teras shlomim, and therefore Isa Oshem is toyin.